Hello, Angela.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, doing well.
Well, did you have a chance to review look at your QAs from last week?
No, sir, I did not. Let me take a look.
Well, they may
A
not
91?
it may not have shown up there yet, but yes, you did make
Let me refresh it.
a 91.25 for the week last week.
Yeah, it was up on the screen. Let's see. It doesn't have it. Okay, so when I refreshed it, it's not showing anymore. But it was a 91 up there from last week.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. There were some individual calls that I wanted to go over with you. Unfortunately, this is going to have to be documented in the system, and I'll just kind of read it along with you as what it's put in. It's something that, once as we keep hitting production errors, I have to treat everything, as a
I
progressive.
understand.
Yeah. So I'm just going to read it off to you. On April 30th, retention agent Angela McCullough took a call for our JB campaign, where she did not handle appropriately in accordance to the ASK call handling protocol. Ms. McCullough was met with silence as she opened the call. She introduced herself twice and announced she was disconnecting due to non-response and sat on the line for an additional 51 seconds before disconnecting the call, sitting on dead
Yeah,
air
I do that
calls.
because sometimes it'll ring if you wait. If you sit there and wait, sometimes it'll kick in and ring.
So the disconnect protocol we want you to do is you introduce yourself twice, which you did, but then also announce two times that you're disconnecting the call due to non-response. And then after you say it the second time, you have to hang up within 30 seconds of making that statement. So that's the disconnect protocol. So,
That's my first time ever hearing that, because I've waited on those calls a minute, like however long I wait, I'm not sure, and then it'll kick in and ring. So I didn't know it was a 30-second hold time.
So it's from the it's 30 seconds from the end of you saying that
Of
you
the
have to
last
hang up
time.
due to non-response. So I'd be like, if it was me, this would be it. I'd be like, thank you for calling customer support. My name's John. How may I be of assistance? Thank you for calling customer support. My name's John. How may I be of assistance? Disconnecting call to the non-response. Disconnecting call to the non-response. And then I have 30 seconds to hang up or I get dinged. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it make a whole lot of sense. It's just my first time hearing it.
So there's another call on March, well, it's May 1st. Ms. McCullough took a call for TH Quality, where she provided a refund but did not inform the customer that refunds take 3 to 5 business days to process. It's a requirement to be set on every account we refund for all retention campaigns. So make sure that no matter what, if you offer a refund, you have to tell them it takes 3 to 5 business days to process. And finally, the last call on this one is on March 3rd. You offered a closed save for Quantum Impact. You said the following offer as your third save. You said 75% off wouldn't assist you, or yes, 75% off wouldn't assist you. That's considered a closed save because it recognizes an implied no from the customer, and saves like that are seen as a low effort and ineffective at retaining customers, as it's easy for the customer just to brush it off with little consideration. Agents are coached to offer saves in an attractive, vibrant manner to encourage customers not to cancel and to make the decision to cancel a more difficult decision to make. So you get what I'm saying there? If you
I
if
do.
what about this? Then it's just no. You have to present it. Just you just can't you
Like
can't
I could have
present your
said,
say.
would 75% assist you?
Or you could say instead of saying assist you, I would say something like, you qualify for 75%. That's just $22 a month. That's a great deal. Let me put that, let me apply that to your account. Get what you kind of see the difference.
I do.
And also it says here, Ms. McCullough is a veteran agent and someone who we can depend on, but we also expect veteran agents to retain and perform the correct protocols when it comes to scenarios such as these. And of course, it goes to the end where Miss McCullough.
Well, when do they recognize us for all the people that we do save and do keep an account with? When they do that? When they say, "Well, hey, you got this many saves, and we retain this many customers." Because I do a lot of that.
Hey,
I don't hear about that.
I totally understand, and maybe that's something that we can, you know. And I'm going to bring up that you said that to the Yonka. Maybe there's something we can do for someone who gets saved. I know that a lot of times there's really no incentive besides being told good job for getting the saves. But, you know,
I'm just kidding. You don't have to bring it up.
No, but it's a great point. You know, it's a great point. If we're going to coach you when you don't do it, we should have a reward for you when you do it. So I do understand that. So that's something we might be able to look into as far as saves go, because, you know, we're doing like the Where's Waldo games and other stuff like that.
Oh, in the building?
Yeah. Well, no, they do it online with they're like hide Waldo in a script page, and then whoever shows, you know, whoever can recognize Waldo first on whatever script, they win like a 10-minute break or something to that extent.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. And don't forget, they wanted me to reiterate that. Make sure that we check to make sure we have somebody for Spanish before transferring a call to the Spanish queue. Because sometimes we won't have, like, you know, sometimes we may or may not have a person who can take those calls. So just make sure.
Yeah, just transfer somebody to Spanish. Mm-hmm. Do we have Spanish?
No, ma'am. So we had to get a team lead to answer the call and try to talk them into calling back the next day.
Oh, okay. Well, why they don't make an announcement in the morning when we don't have? Because if I don't see something, what I'll do is I'll click on that little question box on 5-9. I'll scroll down. If I don't see we don't have Spanish, then I just assume that we do, because I used to tell you we don't have Spanish till such and such time.
Yeah.
So I got you. Just what, like, go to the teams and ask if we have a Spanish?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's it. Well, do you have any further questions about anything that we went over?
No. I just, you know, would I have to sign something at this point or something?
Yeah, you'll have to sign it.
What is it, a write-up or something?
Yeah, it's going to be entered as a verbal warning, which is the step we're at now.
Okay.
And then it'll hang on here for the next 90 days and fall off.
How many steps we got?
Well, you still have, like, a
written
warning,
tired, John.
A suspension, the probation, and we'll work with you, and I understand.
You know, some days you get on here, you already be beat up, and then you're at the house with the kids where they can come say stuff to you and make you mad. Why are you on the phone?
Yeah, yes, I could imagine that doesn't help very much, does it?
No, it don't. I was like, Lord, I'm so glad. You know, we start getting vaccinated around here. I'll be so glad when they can get out of this house. Jesus. And I think I'll probably even out better once I can get them out of this house. Because my daughter's in college, but she go to class online. And she's 19, and so,
God,
I don't even know if I like her no more.
I know. Mine's 14, and I just want to chop block sometimes.
You're at the real bad age. It's just getting started. So, I got it. I don't see anything up there yet. I guess it'll probably be there.
Yeah, I'll go ahead
later on.
I'll go ahead and submit it now, so it may appear. Let's see. Make sure I got it signed off. Okay, I am hitting the submit button now.
Okay.
It's loading.
Okay. Guess I'll do a refresh on there.
Yeah, well, mine's just sitting here. Well, it's just sitting here doing the loading screen like it's trying to go through. I don't know if it's actually going to go through now. Let's give it a second, I guess. Any second now.
Who did the QA? Well, you can't say, can you?
Yeah, I don't. Well, I really don't know. They don't put their names on them no more. So I don't know. The way it works is somebody will have your name, and then they'll be the ones that is they'll QA all of yours. Hold on, I'm just gonna go back and try to redo it. It may be trying to have problems right now. No, I don't even see this one. Hold on. I think the agent thing is down for right now. It'll be in today. I'll make sure it gets put through. So, you know, you can just.
If not, it'll probably be there in the morning.
Yeah.
You're going to have to send it again?
Yeah, I think so. Because right now I tried to relaunch the thing and it's just sitting there. The little thing's loading and spinning, but it ain't doing nothing. So, Gotta love technology.
Right. This is our world.
I'm about tired of all of it, really.
You. I'm ready to retire, and I'm just 47.
I'm right there behind you.
All right. I see we don't have any calls in queue, but I'll go ahead and get back in the call.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time and your patience, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, John. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.